For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is tweeting, "It's a hoax," and his former campaign advisor denies claims in FBI documents that say he conspired with Russia. Even as he became the subject of presidential tweets and Sunday interview broadcasts, ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page denied he knowingly helped Russia. He was on CNN's State of the Union.
No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power.
The FBI wiretapped him in 2016 on just that suspicion. Limited documents about the legality of that have just been released. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
The Carter Page warned us whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Democrats haven't either, but keep stressing the word yet as the Mueller investigation grinds on. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is tweeting, "It's a hoax," and his former campaign advisor denies claims in FBI documents that say he conspired with Russia. Even as he became the subject of presidential tweets and Sunday interview broadcasts, ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page denied he knowingly helped Russia. He was on CNN's State of the Union.
No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power.
The FBI wiretapped him in 2016 on just that suspicion. Limited documents about the legality of that have just been released. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
The Carter Page warned us whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Democrats haven't either, but keep stressing the word yet as the Mueller investigation grinds on. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is said to be growing impatient about the pace of talks with North Korea. General Vincent Brooks, a top military commander on the Korean Peninsula, says negotiations will move at their own pace.
Diplomacy is a process that takes time, it takes engagement, and it's founded on dialogue and then trust. So the great news is dialogue has opened. There's much posturing, there's much sensing, and there has to be sufficient room for our diplomats, especially our Secretary of State, Secretary Pompeo, to be able to gain the traction and find the opportunity and be able to maneuver toward the outcomes we all seek.
It's not unusual to be hot this time of year, but Stuart Cito with the National Weather Service says it is unusual to have this intensity.
And the overnight lows are another big problem. You're not going to get much relief at night.
People are warned to drink water, not coffee, soda, or tea, because they're a diuretic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
North Korea is trying to circumvent sanctions imposed on Pyongyang as part of the demands to denuclearize. With more, here's John Clemens.
North Korea has been trying to get around the sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed. Nikki Haley, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., says the illegal transfers disrupt the U.S. talks with North Korea.
The Security Council is going to hold tight. The international community, we ask you to hold tight as we go forward.